here, a hezekriah into a chutzar also is called a hezek. That the one that owns the roof has to build up a wall, the double down is tall, he should not be able to look down into the chutzar. So here you see, hezekriah into a chutzar is also shemay hezek. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Yosin, they are different. The Omale Bal HaChotzer LeBal HaGag, the Bal HaChotzer, the one downstairs, has a right to say to the Bal HaGag, the one living upstairs, L'didi Kivili Tashmishi. Listen, me and my Chotzer, I use it a lot, my Chotzer. L'didoch, you upstairs, when you come outside on your roof, L'kivili Chotashmishcha. You don't have to use it that much. You yourself don't know exactly how often you're going to be on top of your roof. I do not know when you're going to come out on top of your roof that I should hide from you. In other words, here it says tomorrow, the Baal HaChotzer downstairs uses his Chotzer tummy. He's always there. And he would like to do Dvar Shevetzinah. He would like to take a sun bath there. He would like to do Dvar Shevetzinah. And it's normal to use your Chotzer a lot. Mashenke, the one on top of the gag, how often do you go on top of your roof? Once a day. At least 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you go out there. So true. If you would also use it just as much as the bottom one uses his, so then, why are you better than him? That would be mamish like two chatserim, zay sol zay, maybe leishim may hezek. But here the story is that since you on top only come out once in a while, and our downstairs doesn't know when you're going to come out. So the guy downstairs can't use his chutzah the whole day because you may come out for 5 minutes. So that's not a svar to say he should lose out downstairs the whole day because you may be mazik him upstairs for 5 minutes. There is a svar you upstairs have to build your nechitza dalet amis that you should not be able to look downstairs. But maybe in the case of our Mishnah, by shutfim, by regular chutzah, maybe even though they make a chaluka, maybe there's no chiyuv to build up a wall. So we don't have a proof if Hezek or Shemay Hezek or not, but so far we wanted to say that Lo Shemay Hezek. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another way to learn Shana Mishnah is like this. Lishnachrina, Amri Lo, the Rabbanim, when they learned our Mishnah, they said, Savruha, my Mechitza. Again, when our Mishnah says, HaShutfim Sherotzu Lasas Mechitza. When the Shutfim want to make a Mechitza. What does the word Mechitza mean in the Mishnah? So up until now we were learning it means a guda, it means a wall. Now we want to say no. My mechitza pluta. That means when the shutfim decided to divide, to make a separation. That's all. Tehsilva, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vatihi mechitzas heida. Half of the yeda. Mashma mechitzas can mean half a division. Here also, hashutfim shirosu lasas mechitza just means they decided to divide up this chaser. Up until now they owned it for shutfim, they both used it. Now they want to divide up half and half. Now, v'chiv on the rotzu, once they both decided to make a chaluka, b'inin es ha'kaisel bar korchon. The Mishnah means now there's a chiv midrabonin, mishum hezek ria, that both of you have to chip in equally to build up a mechitza, that one should not be able to look on into the other one. And so Alma, according to this pshat, what do we see from our Mishnah? And this is the way p'sak halacha, that hezek ria shemay hezek. There's such a svara that if you have your private property now, and some, even though it's only a chotzer outside, and even though up until now you shared it with the shutuf, but now that you divide up, and now it's privately yours, you would like to do Dvarm Shevetzinah there, and if the other person could look in, he'll stop you from doing Dvarm Shevetzinah, that's called a mazik. And therefore both of you have to stop this hezek, both have to chip in equally to build a mechitza b'nehem. Now the Gemara says, Ema, like who told you to say mechitza means a plukta? Ema, why don't you say better like the first part we learned? Ema, my mechitza guda. Maybe Ashutzim Shirotz Alasas mechitza means they wanted to build a wall. And that the pshat with them will be if they didn't want to build a wall, they don't have to. Because then it would have been hezek re'alashim my hezek. So maybe that's pshat na mishnah. And it's not like we learned. Mechitza sakerem shnifritza. If you have a mechitza between a vineyard and wheat, that it shouldn't be klayim, and then the mechitza breaks down, is amaloi gedor. We tell the balakerem you have to build up this wall again. Nifritzav breaks down again, amaloi gedor. We tell the balakerem again you have to build it up. Nisiyayin shemenu, let's say the balakerem gives up already, he's not going to build up this wall anymore. For loi godra, he decides not to and he doesn't plan to. Hareza kiddush, if it grows now 1/200 of it, that grows now the klayim, it grows the issa, the yayin, and the tfuah, and the grapes grow together. Kareza kiddush,
It comes in Istaklah, Keremia, V'chayim Bach Riso. And the Baal HaKerem, he's called the Matzik, he has to pay for it. But I call upon him, maybe the word Mechitza means a Mechitza, means a Guda, a wall. And then the chat will be, V'tayim HaDerotu, why do the Shutzim have to build the wall? Only because they both agreed to build the wall. Hola Rosu, if they were not masking to build the wall, ain't Mechayav Enoisai. We would not be Mechayav them to build the wall. If so, Alma, we should see from this chart, Hezek Re'alav Shemai Hezek. Just the fact that somebody could look into what you're doing is not enough of a mazik to be Mechayav you to build up a wall. So how do you know to say that pshat is Mechitza means Pluto, maybe Mechitza means good and it'll be a different halacha? So Mora says, this pshat is like this. He hochi, if when the Mishnah said the word Mechitza, it really meant a good, a wall, then why does the Mishnah say, Boinen es ha-kaisel, boinen oisemi boilei? The Mishnah just should have said, you should build it. Like if the Mishnah means, Hashut from Shuat Lassus Mechitza. Mechitza means they wanted to build up a wall, so just should have said, boinen oisai, go and build it. Why does the Mishnah say, boinen es ha-kaisel? So smash them up until now, Hashut from Shuat Lassus Mechitza means they wanted to make a plukta. Once they wanted to make a plukta to divide up, now there's a tzkan in Midi Rabbanan, that boinen es ha-kaisel. They have to build up the wall because Hezek Re'a Shmei Hezek. Tamar says, good, but Ella, my plukta, what do you say that the pshat from the word mechitz in the Mishnah means a plukta? They wanted to divide up. The yachiv so, shirot salatas mechitza. Why does the Mishnah say, hashutzim shirot salatas mechitza? They wanted to make a mechitza. Shirot salatas mi boile. The Mishnah just should have said, hashutzim that wanted to divide up. Should have said, hashutzim shirot salatas. Not the word lachtos mechitza. You don't go and make a separation. You wanted to separate. The Gemara says that's not so shvei. I'll tell you, k'diyamri inchi. The Tana of the Mishnah says over the way people talk. That's the way people speak. The way people speak is tor never plukta. Let's go and make a separation. That's the way people talk. Therefore, the Mishnah when it says hashutzim shirotzu lachtos mechitza, it could mean they wanted to make a plukta. They wanted to make a separation. Once they decided to divide up, now there's a tekon in midrabbanin that you mechuyev to build the wall together because hezek riyah shemei hezek. Now the Gemara is vi hezek riyah shemei hezek. If you tell me that's halachah that hezek riyah is shemei hezek, if so, ma'iru rotzu, why only because they both wanted to divide up? Afidu lo rotzu nami. Even if they both did not want to divide up, still they would have to because that's halachah in shutvim. So whenever one person wanted to divide up, he has the right to be mechayev the other one to divide up. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbasim Rabbi Yechonon, Mishnasenu kishen vodin chaluka." Our Mishnah talking about that this chotzer is not 8 amos by 8 amos. And we learned before, if one should have wanted to divide up, and if they would make a chaluka, his half would be 4 amos by 4 amos. That's a choshuva shir of a chotzer. Then even one should have has the right to force the other one to make a chaluka. But here we're talking about there's less than 8 by 8 in this chotzer. Therefore, if they would divide up, each one would get less than dal damis. That's not chashiv, you can't use it. So therefore, the other shutev has the right to say, I do not want to make the chalukah. I want to use a chotzer that has dal damis. Therefore, the only reason why the Mishnah there's a din chalukah is only because hashutfim shirotzu, only because both of them agreed to make the chalukah. But if they both did not, then one has the right to stop. Therefore, only because they wanted to make a chalukah. But if they both were not masking, if one would stop, they hold back, he has a right to hold back. So Mor says, if so, my kamashmalon, what is our Mishnah letting us hear then? That the chiles bay din chalukah, when the chotzer has less than 8 amos by 8 amos, there's less of a din chalukah to give each one dalal al damid. That kirotzu pligi, so what do you want to tell me then the chiddush of our Mishnah is? That even though there's not a shia chaluka k'dei lezeh k'dei lezeh, still when they both are masking to make a chaluka and they both agree, then they make a chaluka. Fred Gemara Tanino, we learned this already. Ey Mosai, when do we say there's only a chaluka if there is a shir? Bizman shein shneim reitzim. Only if one doesn't want. If one wants and one doesn't want, he could only force the other one if each one will get dalit by dalit. Ah, well, this man Shishneim writes him, but in a case when both Shutfim agree to make a chalukah to divide, then the locker is afilu pachas mikan cholkin, even if there's less than dalal adalif each one, even though there's less than 8 by 8 in this chotzer, still you have a right to make a chalukah. So what do we need our Mishnah for? We have a Mishnah, we have this halacha. Gemara says, 9. Our Mishnah says this Kiddush.
If so, what do we need that Mishnah later? That's the Gemara later, and that Yud Aleph will see a Mishnah later. So Gemara says, you know what we need that halacha later for? If from that halacha, may hosam from over there have a mina, afilu pachas mikan b'mesifas b'yalma. From over there, I would have thought to say when they both agreed to make a haluka, when it's less than dollar a dollar for each one. True, they could do it, but maybe then they only have to make a small kaisel. Mesifus means tam, a kaisel shakanim, a small division just to know where the boundaries are. Kamash malon hocha kaisel. The chiddush of our Mishnah is no, that Hezek reishmei Hezek, that once the two shutfim decide to make a chalukah, now there's alofa, you have to build up a wall. A wall has to be built there, like we'll soon see, the shiurim our Mishnah give. Fredi Gemara solve, listeni hobla, listeni hach. Then let's only have our Mishnah here, and we don't need the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara says, no. Hatel Yohach Seif Yisroch Lei. The Seif of the Mishnah later we need. The Seif over there says, V'kis V'hakodesh. When you're coming to write, by Kis V'hakodesh means after you have Nevi'im. K'suvim. Afa Pishashnem Reitzim Loyach Leiku. Let's say two people own Nevi'im together. They own K'suvim together. And now they want to make a Chalukah. So I would have thought that maybe you could rip it in half and give him half of it, the other one half. To Mashmallah, no. By Sifri HaKodesh, there you can't divide it up. There is no Din Chalukah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah later. Rashi says, Kisri HaKodesh means, Sefer Torah, Shul the Kerem B'Krach Echad, V'chei Nevi'il M'Ksuvim, M'Ksuvim B'Gilyon K'Sefer Torah. So if you want to divide it up now, you have no right to Yachleku. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah later. I call upon him that this is the maskana, this is the pshat from our Mishnah, that a shut from Shirot to last place, mechitza, mechitza means plukta, to divide up, and once they want to make a chaluka, there's a din midrabbana, they have to build up a wall, because hezek reishmei hezek. Now, we'll give you Garos' parentheses. The parentheses here, but still with Garos' Lishnachrina, v'chirot so my heavy, why do I care if these two shut from agreed to divide up, lehetavei, let one later change his mind. And the Chor, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. They once they decided to make the Chalukah, now when it comes to build up the wall, one Shutev has a right to force the other one to give money, give space to build up the wall. Mashmu, the other one, doesn't want to build anymore. So Chor HaKashri, if he doesn't want to, let him be Chayzer, for the Heder. Let him retract his decision to make a Chalukah. Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, B'shekonon Yodoy. We're talking about that they made Kinyonim over here. He made a Kinyon Chalipin, but they made a Kinyon that he's going to make a Chalukah. Then Gemara says, "Ad Ashmina b'shein b'din chaluka." So what are you telling me? If Shana Mishnah is where the chotzer is less than chetz by chetz, that is not dalar amas each one of them, and therefore vude rotsu only because they both agreed to make the chaluka. Fred the Gemara l'shamina b'yesh b'din chaluka. Why don't we hear? Let me hear another chiddush. What is the Mishnah talking about? Even though this chotzer is more than chetz by chetz, that there is a g'day chaluka, and v'yafagav the l'rotsu. That even though both do not want to make a chalukah, even if only one shutif wants to divide, if there's enough shear in this chotzer to give each one dalad by dalad, the lachar is you have a right to divide. Why did you tell that chiddush? Why does the Mishnah tell us this chiddush? Why does the Mishnah only talking about where ain't within chalukah say a chiddush even by yesh within chalukah? So Gemara says, yashmini be yesh within chalukah. If the Mishnah would only be talking about in the case where this chotzer has a kedei chalukah, where it is now more than ches by ches, so that you divide it, each one will get dalad dalad. V'den v'yafagav l'rotzu, even though both do not agree, even if just one wants to make a chalukah, that's halacha. I would have thought have a mina shein, but then I would have thought to say that what's going to be in the case of shein b'din chalukah, less than the chotzer is less than ches by ches, each one will get less than dalad dalad. Afilu l'rotzu namiloi, even when they both agree to make a chalukah, maybe that means nothing. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah wants to keep shelf like the bigger Chiddush. That even in a case when a Chotzer does not have Kedei Chalukah, there's less than 8 by 8 here, each one will get less than dollar a dollar. Still, when they both agree to make a Chalukah, there's a Din Chalukah, and then there's a Konam and a Rabban, and you have to build up a Kaitel. But the Gemara, Mima, Tesarmat, Omi, Ma, Tesarmat, Hoka, can you say like this? Well, Katoni Seif wrote in the Seif later, Ei Mosai, Vizman, Shein, Shneim, Reitzim, only when both do not want. Avu b'zman sheshneim roitzim, but when both agree, yachleiku. Then you do make a yachleiku. The Gemara says, "My love a kaisel, doesn't it go on a kaisel?" So doesn't need to say what's on the kaisel that you only have to build up a wall. It says, "Ei mosai b'zman sheshneim roitzim, avu b'zman sheshneim roitzim." Then it says yachleiku. So doesn't that mean clearly with a kaisel? The Gemara says, "Lai amasifas bi'alma." And if not, Seifa would only know that when they do divide up, they have to only build a masifas. In other words, we still need our Mishnah. From that sefer, I would only think that if they both want to divide up, it's enough just to make a small wall between them. Just shokanim, that doesn't stop you from looking in. It will just show us where the boundaries are. For the Gemara is so, listnihai lo listnihai. If so, then just say our first Mishnah. What do we need a sefer for? And our first Mishnah says it be kiddush. Here it says you have to do the kaitzel. So what do we need a sefer for? So Gemara says, I'll tell you again, hi sefer tzrok lei, or the kif lei ha-kodesh, alpha pishish name, right sim, leyachleku. The kiddush of the sefer is not when they both agree to make a chalukah, because that we know from our ratio, the first Mishnah, such a chiddush you have to build up a kaitzel, but the chiddush of the next Mishnah is the sefer, that by kif lei ha-kodesh, even if the two shittim agree to divide up, still we do not let you cut the sefer in him. Now the Gemara says, v'maya kimta, what do you want to say for Shana Mishnah is? V'maya kimta l'mastisin, b'shem b'din chalukah, we're talking about now it's less than ches l'ches. For the Gemara, b'shem b'din chalukah, ki, well, now it's chazering over. This is a parenthesis. Rav Shindigar says, now it goes over again. E b'shem b'din chalukah, if the Mishnah is talking about where it doesn't have a din chalukah, it's so ki rotsim heavy. What do I care if both shittim agreed to divide up? Nehebribu. But later, when it comes to build the wall, if one doesn't want to build, let him retract, let him be hodar from his askoma to make a chalukah. We're talking about they made a kinyan now. They made a kinyan chalifa, let's say. But since he made a kinyan, therefore he's mechuyif to stick to the deal, he has to make a chalukah. For the Gemara, why? Even if he made a kinyan, so what? Kinyan dvarim b'yalmu. Like, what kind of kinyan? You're not buying anything new. It's askoma that you made to make a chalukah. So it's the deeper, it's the machshava you have. What kind of kinyan? A kinyan only helps if you want to buy something, you want to make a new chalukah. But here you didn't do anything. It's only hascama b'lev that you want to make a chalukah, even if you made a kinyan, so what? You can still be able to retract. So Gemara says, b'shekhan in the yod of ruchah. Not that you made a kinyan chalipin, but your mamash went down the side of the field, like you made a kinyan in the field. As if to say, this chalik belongs to you, this chalik belongs to you, that's mamash a kinyan in the stodah, therefore the chaluk is chal, therefore you can't do chaser anymore. Rashi says, Baruchas means, Zeb Barola Chilik Mizrahi, he took the east side of the chaser, the Zeb Barola Chilik Maravi, the Konim Miyodim, the make kinyanim. Therefore, Schal right now a kinyan in the karka. It's like you own the east side of the chaser, I own the west side of the chaser, therefore we can't be chaser anymore. Rav Ashi Yomar, Kegoin Shaholach Zebatech Shaloi, the Hechzik, the Zebatech Shalav Hechzik. It's not only that they were Konavaruchois, but they mamish went into the chelik, and each one made a chazokah in the chelik itself. Rashi says, the Hechzik, the Chelker, rough like Bekrut, he started to dig there, started to plow there. The karka nikna b'chazoka. Akwe shirotsu b'shas chalukah. Since they had a rotsu, now they made a kinyan chazoka. That's why you can't be chayzer anymore. Now the Mishnah says, so good, so kiss that's the maskana here, that whenever shuktim decide to make a chalukah, there's a svara hezek, riya shumay hezek, each one has a chiyas to stop his looking into the other one's side. Not enough just to say, I won't look, because we know you can't hold yourself back. And the other one will always be afraid, maybe you will be looking at me. Therefore, there's a tekonim with the Rabbanon that together they both have to build up this wall. Now, what type of a kaitzel do they have to build? So the Mishnah says, it depends upon the minig hamokam. You have to build it according to the minig hamokam. So mokam shenogu livna is gevil. When the minig was to use this type of a stone, a gevil, you have to use it. So Mara says, what's a gevil? Avnei d'loy mashpia. That means stones that are not smoothened out yet. They still have the chips on it. That's called gevil. Gozis, what's the second type of a stone? The gozis, hasoy avne de bashpia. That's stones that were smoothened out already. That's called avne de gozis. The pasuk says, kol eila avonim yikoreis, kemida is gozis. They're very expensive stones, like a gozis. So kids, the gozis means the stones were smoothened out. Kvisin, what does kvisin mean? Arche. That means half of a brick. That's what kvisim are. Areach Rashi says, chatzi levena, half of a brick. Levenim, that's Livni, that's a brick. Now, oh, Malay Rabba, Bray the Rover of Ashi, Mimai de Gvil, Avni de Loy Mashpi, who told you Gvil, the biggest shear in the Mishnah, the one that takes up six tvachim, is Avonim, stones, that were not smoothened out yet, Voha Tefach Yisera. So then this takes up six tvachim. Mashenkin, Gozis only takes up five tvachim. So why is there an extra Tefach to the Gvil? You want to tell me, Lamursh of the Karnasah, that since it's not smoothing out, you're like points sticking out, there are corners sticking out. So since the corners stick out, they don't get close together, therefore there's an extra tefach. Therefore, when you make a wall with these type of stones, it's six tefachim wide. So how do you know that? Dilma may be, Palgo, Tigazithu.
Maybe it's half of a gozis. Maybe a gvil is much smaller, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's our kashas, maybe duma pal with the gozu, maybe gvil really is much smaller. If so, v'hai tefach yisera, you know why there's an extra tefach here to the gvil? I tell you, levene urvi, maybe for like the cement you have to put in between. That's why there's an extra tefach over here. But not because the actual stone itself is not smooth in and it's sticking out. Rashi says, levene urvi means Dein Dimus means from one row to another row. Shemikana benima shemikan. But now you're saying tit biemsa. Like you make a row here and a row here, like two rows one next to another, and then you put cement in between. So because of the tit in between, that's maybe why there's an extra tefach. Sigmara says, he asked me a question, Sigmara's question. Kedi Amrinon, Sigmara says, like we said, Kanamrina Kafisin Archi. Like you said before, that Kafisin is half of a brick, and Levenim Livni, and the Levenim is a whole brick. Vaitefli Yisera Leveni Urvi. You know why half a bricks have a bigger shear than a whole brick? Because there's half a bricks, when you put them together, you have to put cement in between them. You see, the reason why Kafisin, the Mishnah says, is five tefachim wide, is because there's an extra tefach of cement. So maybe here also, maybe really the stone of Gevil is smaller than the stone of Gozis. Maybe Gevil is only half a stone. And the reason why it's wider is because there's cement in between. So Amalei said back to him, listen, all the time, according to your reason that you're asking me these questions, Kfisim Archi, that we say Kfisim is half of a brick. Minolan, how do we know this? Eli, what do you have to tell me? Gemara Gemirilo, the Gemara knows this. I said, that's like Halacha, we know this. Can't ask questions on this. That's the Kabbalah we have. Yes, so I'll tell you the same thing. Gevil nami, avid loy mashpia gemara gemirlo. That I'm telling you, the gemara is saying gevil are bigger stones that are not smoothened out and they have chips sticking out. That's a gemara gemirlo. That's a kabbalah. We know like that. And he could the army something like this. Oh, malay ravacha bread ravavi aviyor ravashi. Mimai, how do you know to say the high kvisin? That kvisin means arche ninu, half of a brick. V'hai tefach yisera. How come two half of bricks is wider more than the regular brick? A regular brick is only three tefachim. This is four tefachim. I'll tell you, levene urvi, because you have to put cement in between the two halves. Dilma, maybe no. Maybe my kfisin avnid loy mashpiyin. Maybe kfisin means stones that are not smoothened out. V'hai tefach yisera. No, why it's four tefachim. No, why it's bigger than the regular levenim. L'musha the karnasa. Maybe because since the chips, the corners stick out, that's why it's wider. Could I mean like you tell me gvil avdin loy mashpiyim? Like you tell me by gvil means stones that are not smoothened out. And gozis is avdin mishpoyin, and gozis is telling me is stones that are smoothened out. And therefore you're telling me by tefach yisera, lemusha the karnasa, you're telling me pshat by gvil, the reason why that's six tefachim, more than gozis. The gvil is six, more than gozis is only five, because of the musha the karnasa, there's the corners that are sticking out. Like, how do you know to say that's shot like Fisin? Maybe shot like Fisin is like you're saying here by Gozis. Alright, turn over. So Gemara answers back again. If you ask me such questions, Omalei, all the time according to your question, that you ask me, how do I know what Pshat and Fisin is? So I ask you back, how do you know what Pshat and Gvil is? Gvil avnid loy mashpiyim. That's what you accept when I tell you Gvil means stones that are not smoothing out. Minolan, how do I know that? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara Gemira law. This much the Gemara knows, that's the Kabbalah we have. If so, Achinami, Gemara Gemira law. There's also Kabbalah that we have, that Kfisin are half of bricks, and a Levain is a whole brick. Omer Abaya, Shema Minov, here I have a proof, that Kol Beili Urva Tefach. Anytime you have to stick two things together, like over here we're saying we have to stick the two bricks, or the two stones together, the cement in between has to be wider Tefach. So I tell you, Han in Mili Bitino, there's only if you have regular type of mud, or clay mud. If you have small pebbles in there, then it's even wider than a tefach. Now, Zika the army, some say Han in Mili Berichsa. No. Only when you have pebbles, small stones in the cement, then it has to be wider tefach. But if it's only meant from clay, from dirt itself, maybe then you don't have to have a wider tefach. So I said, Lameimu, you want to tell me now the begozis. The whole Dal Damis Goiva, you tell him shot now by Gozis. So how do we know this? Rashi says, the name of the Gozis,
Called out Amis Goiva, hey every pussy hates for him koi, vilola koi. It's coming out now that the wall we have to make in the Mishnah is Dalad Amis tall. So in order for a wall to stand up, that's Dalad Amis, it has to be wide at least 5 tvachim. That's what the bricks have to be. After the gauze is the 6 tvachim, that's because the stones stick out, they're not smooth. But by smoothing stones, in order to make a wall up, Dalad Amis, it has to be wide 5 tvachim. That's how wide the wall has to be in order to stand up. Gemara says, the man you want to tell me the gauze is, the whole Dalad Amis goiva, you have a pussy, chamisha koi, ilala koi, if it's not wide 5 tvachim, it can't stand up. Because the Gemara of Amma tracks in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. We have the Amma that was a wall between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kochim that have a Gvoyat lost in Amsa. It was 30 Amas tall. We have a Pus Yalashish. It was only wide. 6 Tvachim was only 1 Amma wide. The Amma tracks in. So you see a Mechit go all the way up 30 Amas tall and only have to be 6 Tvachim wide. So Pushku become. Elishish, Pushku become Kivut Tzimur, yeah. So according to his Cheshbin, you see, he can stand up much more. Not your Cheshbin, your Cheshbin is for Dalad Amis tall. It has to be 5 Tvachim and Mashmur more, or fall down. So according to that Cheshbin, how could a Mechitza of 30 Amis stand up where it's only wide 6 Tvachim? Tzimur says yes, one there it is. Kivut Dika Tefak, Yisera Koi. Maybe since there's an extra Tefak, it's like a 6 Tvachim wide, that makes a big difference. Then it could stay even much higher. For the Gemara of the Mikdash Sheni, if so, my timely Yavad Amatraxin. How come the Beis Mikdash Sheni, they didn't have the Yama? In the Beis Mikdash Sheni was the Preches. There was curtains between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kochim. They didn't have a Mechitza, why not? The Gemara says, Ki Koi Betlosin Koi. Tzvela Koi could only stand up 30 Yamas, not more. Not more. In the Beis Mikdash